You're tuned to 91.7 FM KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji. We're at 89.9 in Brainerd. You can get us at KAXE.org on your smart speaker. Just tell it to play Northern Community Radio or KAXE or whatever. However you listen, we're a member-supported radio service. We want to make sure that you are a member, and you can do that by going online and clicking on the pledge button, or you can text donate to 218-326-1234. Tonight we're playing Green Cheese, and we're at the Green Cheese Picnic.
Yeah, we are. Yay!
Cue the music. Won't go? All right, we have to sing the song. Oh, no? Oh,
what?
Oh, okay.
It's not green cheese and lots of songs.
There we got it. Right on. Fair enough. They didn't want to read them themselves.
Just a big balloon full of honey from the heavenly bees. But ever since you left me, baby, that moon ain't nothing but old green cheese. You promised me the sun, you promised me the moon, you promised me a hug and squeeze. But what did I get, baby? Nothing but old green cheese. Every night when the sky is speckled and freckled by the stars above, every lover in the light of Luna wants to croon a little tune of love. They call it heaven's light, master of the night. Well, you can call it anything that you please, but I've just found out, baby,
come on now,
that moon ain't nothing but old green cheese.
That's right. Happens every Saturday night. Grab your phone, get your favorite beverage in your favorite chair. It's time to play green cheese. Gather the family around. Tell those boys to set the fishing poles down. It's time to play green cheese.
We've got guidelines, no rules. Just keep it clean. Keep it family. We've got a family show. We do a lot of joking in these parts. So aware of that. When we're giving you traffic reports, they have our tongues firmly planted in our cheek. Right, Brandon?
Every night when the sky is speckled, I'm haunted by a memory of the time that astronaut Armstrong made a lot of history. He said it slightly, so then I went to sleep, because he put my mind at ease. I was sure he'd learn for certain that moon ain't nothing but old green cheese.
I'm a man who, not a mouse.
Not a mouse.
That moon ain't nothing but old green cheese.
That was lovely. That was lovely.
All right, we've got, man, this is the largest turnout we've ever had for the Green Cheese Picnic. What is there?
Roughly
22,000 they counted at the gate?
I'd say 22,000 to
27,000. Holy cow.
Yeah.
The figures aren't in from the gate. Oh, wait, I forgot there's no gate.
Do you think we got enough porta potties?
Almost, just about. So the number's 218-326-1234 if you're not at the picnic. Otherwise, take it away.
Yeah.
You ask the questions and bring your answers, and we're going to mediate.
Should I go? How about it?
You go.
Hey, everybody. Simon the Lakes here. Just to let you know, it is an absolute capacity crowd here tonight. It was tough getting in. I live up on the hill. The best way I got in, I just saw the crowd. You all know how I get to the front of the line magically when I call in. Well, I had to get the front of this line. I just crowd surfed on down, dropped into the mouth, mosh pit down here, my tongue landed in my cheek. And anyway, here I am. So anyway, I would recommend that if you're stuck at the crowd. Fun bit of crowd surfing, good way to get up front. Anyway, a couple of questions. An event this size obviously has contingents from all over. There's a contingent from the International Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And so a couple of questions in honor of them. First of all, which British blues rock band who appeared at Woodstock had a lead singer who was often referred to as the fastest guitar in the West? And then another question, when the Beatles broke up in 1970, the first big number one hit by a Beatle after they broke up was My Sweet Lord. Who first recorded and released that song?
218-326-1234. We're playing Green Cheese live at the Picnic tonight in Grand Rapids.
Hi, everyone. Steve from Keewatin Country Club. It's our first time here.
Keewatin, yeah.
A couple mining questions, since that's what me and my wife work in. November 10th, 1975, the Edmund Fitzgerald goes down in Lake Superior carrying 26,116 long tons of taconite pellets. Which Iron Range taconite plant produced those pellets? Mm. Second question, on November 16th, 1890, a large deposit of soft hematite ore was found in what current Iron Range city? And who are the two men who discovered it?
218-326-1234.
Should we take a call?
Yep.
They answer my question.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Cheesers, I've been on hold so long. I'm
Ryan Stone from the Biffies. Why aren't you here?
He missed the dance.
We're backed up. I'm trying to get there. The Mitchell Bridge is nuts to butts. I can't get out of traffic.
I
have safety signs opening the gate for me, but no such luck. You know what? I love you guys. I want to take a stab at that fastest guitar in the West from... you guys might want to turn your source down. Just say it. Getting a bit of feedback. Bang up job. It would be Alvin Lee.
Yep.
Nailed it.
He asked about the band.
Hopefully Amazon will be there shortly delivering boxes of you know what. He's them filters monthly. Yeah?
Rhinestone, did you know the band?
He's gone.
Oh, he's gone. Yeah. He didn't say change your furnace filter.
Yes, he did. He's got the Amazon.
Oh, I'm.
Pay attention.
I have an answer before somebody.
All right, go.
George Harrison.
Why would you thwart my granddaughter?
Pardon me? That is incorrect? Well, Robin told me to say it. I'm kidding. Then Robin will totally know. Sorry.
No worries.
He's saying it, though.
Well, you wouldn't think we'd leave with an easy question like that.
Have you met Simon here?
Hello, you're on Green Cheese. Hello, you're up. It's your turn. You're on Green Cheese.
Well, hello. Good evening. We want to answer the question. What was the question, Jackie, that George Harrison is the answer for?
The second one.
You had a question, and it was the Beatles, and George Harrison, we believe, is the answer.
No, not the answer.
Well, we want to answer last week's very final question. You said, what does TARDIS stand for? And, Jackie?
Time and Relative Dimensions in Space.
Right on. You are correct.
Well, thank you very much. Our shout-out tonight is to Sharon Giesen. Happy birthday. And all the Giesens listening on Wabado.
And you're calling from? Where are you calling from?
Oh, we're calling from Belle Plaine, Minnesota.
Belle Plaine.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Shout out to y'all.
Bye-bye.
Shout out to y'all down there in Belle Plaine.
Go.
Yep. This is Michelle, half of the Porch Dwellers of Harris Township, and we love theme questions, which
yes.
Brandon does a lot, so we love them. So our theme questions for tonight are famous cartoon cats. Ooh. From books, comic book films, and TV shows. So I'll read two. This cartoon orange tabby cat is known for his attitude and lasagna-loving persona. What's its name? And the second one, this cartoon cat is gray and white, rarely speaks, and is constantly chasing a cartoon mouse. What's his name?
Fair enough. Go for it. Get right up there.
Hello, my name is Joey. I am part one of the Winnisippi.
Oh, Winnisippi.
My name is Tatiana. I'm part two of Winnisippi. I'm going to start with a couple of Star Wars-themed questions. What does AT-AT stand for? And what planet was Rey born on?
We love birds, so hopefully the migrating warblers don't answer those too early. I'm going to give two out here. What is the smallest bird in the world? And then what is a group of hummingbirds called?
Cool. 218-326-1234 if you're not here live. Let's take one more caller. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, picnickers. How's it going?
Hi.
So I'm going to take a stab at the hematite question and guess Calumet.
No, that's not, that's not
no.
Correct.
Dang. We have that new store open out there, so I thought for sure.
Nope, he's shaking his head again.
All right, well, this is Lady of La Prairie with a Coloring Cowboy.
Good to hear from you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, I didn't do it.
Oops. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Sorry, next time.
Good evening, cheesers. Hope the picnic is going well. Alvin Lee was a member of 10 Years After.
Yes, you got right. Where are you calling from?
Bob from South St. Paul. Shout out to my brother, Mike Berry.
Yay! Yay!
Howdy, brother.
Let's keep everyone. Let's keep everyone off the police blotter, Simon. That means you. If I heard your chaperone is going to be Keach. Oh wait, so much for that. Shout out to everyone.
He's got county plates. Keach, so it's all good.
Great show.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Take care.
Bill from the Afton Home for Wayward Youth. I'm terrible at, besides my math background, terrible at guessing the size of crowds. But I will tell you that I did count 49 beach balls being thrown around in here. There were 50, but one of them collided with a police drone. So there it is.
It wasn't pretty.
No, it wasn't.
It was. It wasn't.
I have three kind of grab bag questions that I'll put out there right now. Who is the only woman to appear on U.S. paper currency? Only one time. For Julie, what percent of humans have green eyes? And then finally, I'm a chess player as well as a mathematician and a very stable genius.
Wow, that's weird.
Yes.
Very stable genius.
What chess opening can be described as the king pawn sneaks one?
Wow.
All righty.
Tom Legg.
Okay, many Minnesota counties operated poor farms to house poor elderly residents. They were closed in the mid-1930s. What event led to their closure? And then, completely out of character for me, I have a couple of sports questions. A Minnesotan played hockey for Virginia, UMD, and three NHL teams, including the Washington Nationals. What job does he now have in retirement?
Oh, yeah.
And I'll ask one more. During the early 20th century, the Finnish cooperative system built three camps on lakes in northern Minnesota. Their purpose was to provide working folks with gathering places and recreational opportunities otherwise unavailable. These three camps continue to be operated today. What are they called, and roughly where are they?
I love to make commentary on the side now when I'm
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, it's Linda from Dillon Lake.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, I have an answer for the cat, the orange tabby cat with an attitude. That would be Garfield.
Yep.
Yes, that's correct.
All righty. I'll give a shout out to my grandson, Walleye Wade.
Right on. Thanks, Linda. Wish you were here.
Yeah, well, we had a sick dog, and I won't go into the details.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Galahad and Zoot are here.
Bye-bye.
Yes, I saw some pictures of the massive crowds they sent me. It looks like a good turnout.
Thanks, Linda.
It's a bit over.
Bye-bye.
Let's do one more.
Yep. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, did you get the answer for Hibbing yet?
For Hibbing?
For the question. What's the question?
Yeah, the iron ore. Where the iron ore was discovered.
That's the question.
No. Nope,
he says no.
He says no.
Yeah? Woo! Yeah, way to make it hard, buddy.
We don't fact check. We're hoping that you all know.
No, they do their own fact checking.
These are your questions.
Oh, probably from the big cone of silica, then.
Where are you calling from?
We are 23 below on Buttonbach. And a little shout out to Otto and Doe and the War Wagon if they're out there tonight.
Oh, they're right out there.
Thanks for calling.
They're out there.
All right, we'll try again. Thank you.
Thanks.
Right on, bye.
Thanks. Speaking of out there.
Hi, this is Nevis Danger Camp. I got a question here. I do water wells, so this is kind of in that relation. In a perfect vacuum at sea level, how high can you lift water? That's my question.
Thanks, Parker.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Does anyone remember Pomida?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Uh-oh. How did the store get its name?
I almost said it.
Don't do that, Brandon.
Welcome to my world, buddy.
And then this favorite salad dressing has a base of mayonnaise and sour cream, lemon juice and vinegar, and has herbs, parsley, tarragon, and chives.
218-326-1234 is the number. I'm going to get rid of this thing. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. This is Andy in Burgess.
Andy!
Wish I could be there.
We do too.
But I'm talking about the gray and white.
Oh,
that's gotta be.
You're breaking up, buddy.
We got it.
Did you say green goddess?
Wait. Andy, do it one more time because you're breaking up really bad.
How about now?
There you go.
Sounds
hold
so
your
far.
Arm just like that.
It'd be Tom.
Yes, that's correct.
Thanks for the program, everybody.
Thanks, Andy.
All right, one more. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, yeah, I heard the Garfield one was answered, but I think the other cat was Kit Kat.
Kit Kat. Who had?
Nope.
No.
It was just answered. It was just answered.
No, it wasn't Kit Kat.
No.
I know he was the one who always threw the bricks and everything. I thought that was for Kit Kat for sure.
Fair enough. Where are you calling from?
Well, we're the Side Lake Hippies, and we want to do a shout out to Mojo, his brother Mojo, and his other brother Mojo.
Mojo is here tonight.
All three of them are here.
Tell them it was the Side Lake Hippies, and we're listening to the show by the lake. Thanks a lot.
You bet. Thank you.
Go for it.
This is Brandy Jo Bachman from Northeast.
Yeah.
I have a couple of random questions. Which vegetable was the first to be grown in space? And which creature's eye is larger than its brain? That's it.
Wow.
Interesting. Yeah.
I think I might know that one.
Hi, this is half of the Migrating Warblers, and we do love bird questions, so I have a couple. Maybe a little obscure. British author Ian Fleming was an avid birder who spent his winters in Jamaica. In 1952, while writing the first draft for his debut bestseller, Casino Royale, he found himself thoughtfully studying the cover of a field guide he owned entitled Birds of the West Indies. What was the name of the American ornithologist who wrote that particular field guide? And second question, in 1964, who were the five principal members of the rock band, The Birds?
Oh, nicely done. Well, there's Alex now.
All right, either one. I don't care.
Delilah, go ahead.
She's ready. Hello, cheater. Tip the mic down to you. There you go. Just tip it. There you go.
There you go. Speak right into it.
Hello, I'm Delilah from Duluth, Minnesota. And then here's my question. What is the largest cat species capable of meowing and purring? And I'd like to have a shout out to my cats, Luna and Sushi.
Nice.
Good job. Question, here, we'll take a caller.
Yeah.
Hi, hello. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Well, hey there, picnickers.
Hello.
This is Morgan Caveman calling from Grants Pass, Oregon.
Oh, Grants Pass.
Where it's all hot and dry and we're having a good time out here. Hey, do we have an answer yet for the gray cartoon cat?
No.
No, yeah. All right. Well, my daughter Camille, as soon as the question was halfway read, she said, that's Tom and Jerry.
Yeah, we did get it.
Dang. All right.
No worries. You
good
got
to hear
it.
From you.
Well, fair enough. All right. Well, I need to give a shout out then to the Nut House off Nut Hatch if they're listening.
And particularly
wishing Kate a happy birthday. Not sure how old she is. I'm going to say 22.
You're going to say it.
Right.
You've already said it.
I'm just going to guess.
Good job. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Have a good night. Maybe we'll call back.
Bye. Okay, good. Good to hear from you.
One more. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. Did anybody get the question about the hockey player from Virginia who played at UMD?
I don't think so.
No, we haven't had anybody ask or nobody attempted.
Nope. He said no.
Okay, well, is it Matt Niskanen, and he's the head coach of the high school hockey team for Rock Ridge?
Yes. That's correct. That's good job.
Perfect. Thank you.
Where are you calling from?
It's the Currys from Worry.
Currys from Worry.
Awesome. And I'd like to give a shout out to the IQ Islanders and everyone that's at the picnic.
Thanks so much for calling.
All right, thank you guys.
It's overwhelming.
Bye-bye. We're going here.
It's a sea of humanity.
Hi, I'm Alex, one third of the Kilgore Scouts.
Yeah.
Hey.
I got some Simpsons questions.
Thank God.
Let's see. What is the old folks' retirement home called in The Simpsons? And what is Marge Simpson's natural hair color?
I don't care.
Julie knows.
Just get right up there. Take turns.
All right.
Yep.
Christine Janet,
tilt
some
the mic back up. Yep. The
Green cheese.
Here we are.
Christine and Janet. Hi, nice to meet you. Co-hosts.
Yep.
Yeah. Mother-daughter duo. And we have, right now we have some questions regarding groups of animals, the name of the group of animal. So what is a group of toads called?
Toads?
T-O-A-D-S. Like...
No, I'm curious.
Amphibian.
What is a group of toes called? It
would be called Tony.
Toes. And then what is a group of fireflies called?
Interesting.
And I hope some of you young people know the answers to these because they're kind of fun. And I'm Janet. I keep track of what's going on. She runs the board and answers the phone. Okay, you're going to know this, young people. What's a group of crows called? Everybody should know that one.
The black crow.
How about a group of owls? Yes. See, we've got answers right here in the audience. Mm-hmm. Thank you. It's really great to meet the faces that go with these names, so thank you.
Well, remember that The challenge really isn't always getting the right answer. It's getting to be the right caller to get through to answer the question first. Because now we've got people listening out there calling in to answer questions, and we've got people in line from the audience wanting to answer questions. So, you know, it's kind of tough competition. Yeah.
Simon's back here on his can of stream.
Is he? I can't see him. In the sea of humanity, I can't see Simon.
It's wild to see people physically step out of line when somebody gets their answer.
They're brutal.
Smart
it's
crowd.
It's brutal. It's cutthroat.
Anyway, it's cutthroat. I am Keech from Parts Unknown. I don't call in enough to be anybody, but I've co-hosted a couple times.
You're
my name's
somebody,
Eric.
Buddy.
I'm somebody to somebody. I don't know when the next time the stars will align, but today, August 8th, 1969, in London, what took place? And this is a Beatles-related question.
Uh-huh. So August 8th, 1969.
11:30 a.m.
Beatles-related.
What happened on this day?
Okay.
Fair enough.
Julie.
Hello, I am the new guy that is not Keach from Parts Unknown. And hello, Hibbing! How are you doing tonight? A group of owls is called a parliament, I believe.
Where
I think
is Janet?
So.
Janet?
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 Janet? Janet? A group of owls? Yeah, that's right. Nailed it! And I got others, but I'm only going to answer one question because that's polite. All right. First question. Oh, no, I'm already forgetting them. What is a plumb bob used for? Second question. What is the mathematical formula to figure out the volume of a cone? Afton guy's going to know that one. Third one. What legendary wrestler whose finishing move was the Lion Salt hails from the same hometown as legendary rock and roll star Randy Bachman from Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Let's take a phone call first. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, I'd like to answer the question of the name of Pomida and how it was formed.
Yes,
yeah.
Please do.
Three brothers?
We're Shannon.
Keep going.
Yep. Keep going. What are the names?
Do you know the names?
Pat, Mike, and Dan?
Nope.
Nope.
No. Bob, and Bob?
Larry, Daryl, and Daryl.
Yeah, I didn't know the names of them for sure, but...
You got the premise right. You got the right idea.
We're giving this to you.
No, we're not giving it to him.
Well, not the whole
thing. Oh, Teach is here. Okay, I'll get body slammed.
There are rules. But there are rules.
Where are you calling from?
This is Mike from the SAC from Coleraine. I'd like to give a shout out to Mojo in the sauna, who's taking a day off from the sauna.
Yeah, he's right there.
You think so?
And then Jake from the garage, who's also taking a day off.
Yeah
he's here too.
Right on, brother.
Thank you very much.
Bye bye.
Thanks for joining us.
Go for it.
Yeah, Simon Wakes again. Again, just a reminder on that one question, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame contingent are getting a little frustrated. I'll just read it again. When the Beatles broke up in 1970, the first big hit by a member of the Beatles was My Sweet Lord. Who first recorded and released that song? George Harrison has already been guessed twice, and that is not the right answer. Anyway, also, the west of town here, the Tioga Mine Pit is being used tonight as a staging area for both some of the shuttle buses and the helicopters that are coming into town. So if you're wondering where they're coming from, parking lot's full. All right.
Full up.
Anyway, there's a number of people that they're waiting so long to get on all these modes of transportation to get here that they've started asking some questions about the Tioga Mine Pit. And one of those that has just been forwarded to me by a member of the KXC Diplomatic Corps is...
See, here comes some. This guy's going to parachute.
Hold on.
Okay, here one of them is. Yep, okay.
Plane.
Take cover, everyone.
Are they jumping out?
When did the Tioga mine shut down? It's the most western mine on the Mesabi Range. When did it shut down?
218-326-1234.
Should we take a call?
Yes.
All right.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey there, how are you guys doing?
We're great. What
awesome.
About you?
Awesome.
All right. Hey, we're over here in East St. Louis County, and our radio's been cutting out, so I'm not sure if anybody's answered this yet, but the smallest bee in the world is the bee hummingbird from Cuba.
Yep.
Yes, that's
you
correct.
You got it? Yep, that's correct.
All right, well.
Where did you say you were calling from?
St. Louis County.
We're calling from... The East St. Louis County Nudist Colony.
Oh, the East St. Louis County Nudist Colony.
Oh, yeah, the Nudist Colony.
We had a Nudist Colony joke in the Not Ready for Primetime, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
A couple of them.
Yeah.
Good job. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, it sounds like you guys are having fun.
You have no idea. It's zany.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right, we'll take one more. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Good evening, Green Cheese Canada call.
John from Sudbury,
Hi, John.
Ontario.
This is John from Sudbury, Ontario. Man, it's tough to get in tonight, but
we'll say it's been a lot of fun. Wish we were there, but it's been a lot of fun listening to you you guys. It sounds like a great, great time. So hopefully in a couple of years we're going to make it out there for the...
We will wait. I can hardly wait.
So I had one question in mind, and then I just heard Keech ask a couple, and I thought, well, I'll leave the other one for the other half of Sudbury here if they can get in. So the Lion Salt Wrestling finishing move was the one and only Y2J, the Ayatollah of Rock and Roll, Chris Jericho.
Yes!
You are correct.
We're getting a big thumbs up from Keith. Right, yep.
Good stuff. So we'll give a couple shout-outs to Rhinestone in the Biff, I guess, tonight. Keech that's there, the Turtle Lake Turnpikers, all the cheesers at the picnic, and those like us listening here at home. Thanks for an awesome show. Always look forward to the picnic and every Saturday night with you guys. Take care. Thank you.
Feels like Thanks, you're John. Here, our friend. Bye-bye. Feels like you're here.
All right, go for it.
All right, a couple more cartoon cat theme questions. This cat was a silent film star that took to the TV screen in the 1950s. He's known for his magic bag of tricks, a satchel that can change into any shape and possess the characteristics of anything he wants. What's his name? And then the next one, this famous black and white cartoon cat talked with a lisp and often chased a cute yellow cartoon canary. What's his name?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go for it. Get up there, Greg.
Yeah, so I had some Minnesota trivia here. Starting back in the 60s, it was proposed that a domed experimental city be constructed in northern Minnesota. Where was that domed city supposed to be constructed at? And the other one was about the Mesabi Range. What does the origins of Mesabi are, I believe, Ojibwe. What does Mesabi mean in the Ojibwe language?
Okay.
Good ones, Greg. Yep.
Right on, 218-326-1234. Let's take one quick one here.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
God, cheesers. I've been on hold so long. I finally got over the Mitchell Bridge. I'm still on the Beltline.
You're still hanging out there,
back,
huh?
We got a backup in Hibbing, so I pulled off. I went to Spies Super Value.
Well, you got to make a move.
And then I went over to, I didn't know Grand Opening. Kamaida opened up again. I went over there and I stole another White Snake tape, their original album. That's a whole other story for another show. But yeah, ask my mother, God rest her soul. So Pomida, Paul Michael David.
Nope.
So my mom just made that up?
Close.
Close, according to
Shannon.
Yeah,
it's close. So close.
They were both
That's
close.
Not what she told me.
They were both close.
Call my mother a liar.
It's not Paul, Michael, and David.
Nope.
I guess this you is guys got to step away from your source. I'm getting a little bit of feedback here.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that what you're calling it now?
Yeah.
Looks like this is where they separate the wheat from the chaff.
Yep.
I wasn't born here. I'm not from these parts.
It's a little bit different when you got the audience staring at you in the face.
That makes two of us. All two of us. So, yeah, we got you guys directing traffic. Send a shout-out to Uncle Emmett and Auntie Kathy. My boy Brett the Jet, it's his birthday, and all them cheesers, John from Sudbury, and you guys and I know you got to change your filters monthly.
They were waiting for it.
Thanks, Rhinestone.
Rhinestone.
Nancy?
I think the answer to the crow question is murder of crows.
Yep.
Is that right?
Okay. And I have a couple of questions, hoping there's some Britcom fans out there.
Oh, yeah.
You can still see them on YouTube from time to time. Who said this quote, "If you're going to grope a girl, at least have the decency to be in the same room with her." And the other one is, "I'm sitting here completely surrounded by no beer."
Interesting.
Thank you, Nancy.
I can't remember that line.
You're a Brit guy.
I recognize both of them.
Me too. I'll be fucking figuring it out.
All right. Julie. Go for it, Julie.
Okay, Julie from Jenkins Lake here. I'm on a kick with quotes tonight, so I have a whole bunch of quotes, but they're all from musicians, and they're famous musicians. So I'll give you the quote, and I'll give you the gender of the person who spoke it. Music is a safe kind of high by a man. People haven't always been there for me, but music has always. That's a female.
Okay.
All right. 218-326-1234. We're live at the Green Cheese Picnic tonight. There's thousands of people here. You need to make a plan to come next year. Right? Right,
yeah,
everybody? Right?
Yeah. This is a record crowd.
Right. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, Green Cheese.
Hey.
You had a question about the birds. Their lineup in 1965. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, are you talking about the British birds or the California birds?
Ooh. Migrating warblers.
Important differentiation.
Oh dear. Uh oh.
Well, there were two groups named the Birds in the '60s. Ron Wood was in the British Birds.
Right.
And Roger McGuinn, David Crosby, Chris Hillman, Michael Clark, and Gene Clark were in the California Birds.
That's correct.
You nailed it.
So we got a thumbs up.
Nice.
Where are you calling from?
Oh, this is Adam, and I'm calling from Switzerland.
Oh, right.
Oh, Switzerland.
Switzerland.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, good to hear from you.
Yeah, yeah, and you too. And thanks for an excellent show.
Thanks, Adam.
Very entertaining.
The energy is electric.
Bye-bye.
All right,
we're going to take one more. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is Doug and Janet calling from Camp 68.
Hi, guys.
Okay.
Hey, the answer to the James Bond, the Ian Fleming question is James Bond. And we'd like to wish you all a wonderful time at the picnic. I'm sorry we couldn't be there this year. We've got a gorgeous night for it.
Yeah.
And I'd like to give a shout-out to Top Hill and Evelyn, Daryl, a speech teacher, the Currys from Worry, and Tucker Nelson from Virginia.
I think a lot of those people are listening.
Yep, oh, for sure.
Right.
I think they are. They're all big fans.
All right.
Thank you. Good job. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So the ornithologist was James Bond.
Yes. Yeah, Ian Fleming got the name from James Bond character from the ornithology.
Awesome. Cool. That's good. I just logged that in my memory.
Me too.
Go for it. It's Crystal Castle, whoever. I don't care.
Hi, Lindsay from the Turtle Lake Turnpikers.
Yay.
Just want to shout out back to John and Steph in Canada. Always great to hear from you guys. Just a couple of questions. How many cups of water does a single corn stalk emit every day during corn sweat season?
Oh, I didn't know there was a corn sweat.
There is a corn sweat season.
Right now.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah, if you get the corn sweats, it's god-awful. And according to country singer David Allen Coe, what five mentions are needed to make a perfect country and western song?
Ooh, I love that question.
I can think of a few.
Crystal Castle.
Yeah, I can see the wheels a-turning.
Okay, this is the Crystal Castle and Keach. On August 8th, 1969, was that when the Abbey Road picture was taken?
Correct. Correct.
Okay, and I've got two questions. Who is the only person named Oscar to ever win an Oscar?
I know.
And then what country has the longest coastline in Europe?
Oh, in Europe.
In Europe. She would know that because she swam it.
Let's take a call.
Yeah. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. I'm wondering if the first vegetable in space has been answered yet.
First vegetable
in space? No, hasn't.
I believe it's potato.
Yeah. The answer's right. It's right.
Joe says
up confirmation.
Yep. Correct.
So, great. And I would actually love to do a shout out to a couple of folks. My sister-in-law, and I promise this was not planned, asked the question. So shout out to Brandy Joe.
Woo!
And another shout out to Keach from Parts Unknown.
Oh, he's around.
Yeah, he's here.
Just for being Keach, right?
The sales wagon.
Thanks for calling.
Love your show.
Bye-bye. Go for it.
Hi, my name is Cora Dangerkamp. I'm from Nevis, Minnesota. I think the answer to the only big cat that meows and purrs is a cheetah.
Who had that question? Where is she? Delilah. Delilah, wasn't it?
Right here.
Wasn't that your question?
Yeah.
Was is it that right? Correct?
No.
Oh. No, she says it's not a cheetah.
And then now answer the cartoon cat.
Go ahead and
answer the cat.
Okay. You can answer
that.
Yes.
And also the one from like cartoon cat, I think that one's Felix.
Yes. Who had that?
Felix?
With the
magic bag.
Yeah.
Felix
the cat.
Yeah, okay. Yes, that's
you
correct.
Got it. We got the confirmation. Yeah.
Right on, good
just
job.
Because we're hosts doesn't mean we know all the answers. Don't look at me for confirmation on a question.
And we do have to note these Danger Camp people showed up with Danger Camp t-shirts.
Yes. They did.
Look
yes.
at that.
Wait, wait.
And,
where's that hand? Well, didn't you notice anything else?
And implements stuck
and
to her.
And listen. Listen. Keech has his own Parts Unknown
t-shirt. Yeah.
Yep. Parts Unknown
showed
t-shirt.
Up with them.
Fair enough.
Did you not notice the, I don't know.
Yeah, so what's the story on the wrench in the head?
It's just so dangerous to be a Danger Camp. Things happen, you know.
Evidently.
These are the accidents that show up at Danger Camp.
All right.
Because it's so dangerous.
And there's a backstory there, too.
Next on Forensic Files.
All right, go ahead, Parker. Just go.
Okay, I have a question that's got many answers. So the people can call and try. And so it's a Forrest Gump question. Because, you know, why not? How many ways did Bubba describe preparing shrimp? And what were the ways? From Forrest Gump.
All right.
Okay, I'm game for this.
Should we talk? Yeah, let's talk to him.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
And what?
It's your turn. You're up.
You're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, I have the answer for the Under the Dome. What city that was?
Yeah.
Swatara, Minnesota.
Swatara, good job.
Yeah,
Greg
baby.
Says, yep. Where are you calling from?
Swatara.
Oh, did you know the swamp rat?
Inside information.
Did you know the swamp rat?
No, I don't.
Oh. All right, fair enough.
I'm a former North Hiller from Stillwater.
Oh, I'm...
This is Tom from Swatara.
Right on. Good job. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Stillwater. That's our neck of the woods. Yeah, go for it.
My name's Carissa, and my dad's the engineer. And
I'll give that a round of applause, Steve Noy.
And my question is, which mammal lacks vocal cords?
Which mammal lacks vocal cords?
Interesting. Question. Do you have one, Christina?
Yeah. Got another one?
Okay.
We had an answer. It has been answered.
Oh. Fair enough.
Okay.
I'm half of the Grudge Sale Ninjas.
Bowing and scraping. Bowing and scraping.
You're on the clock.
Queen.
You're on the clock.
Greeny
for
queen.
Another
yeah.
you.
Hour we're, and 15 minutes.
We're getting ready to abdicate. I have a question. I have two questions. First of all, how fast does a spacecraft have to travel to escape Earth's gravity?
Good question.
Ooh, good question is right.
And my other question, we've all called in. You've heard that smooth voice telling you to be patient and wait, and your turn is coming. Whose voice is that?
Ah. That's our handsome Steve Noy.
All right.
Some people think it's a canned tongue. Voice.
All right, we're going to take another caller here. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is Jim from the Tuxedo Dogs. And I'm sitting in the last row up the hill.
Yeah, hi.
And I'd like to take a guess at Simon's question about My Sweet Lord.
Okay, go for it.
That would be Billy Preston.
That's
yes,
correct.
That is correct. Good
what
job.
Was it? It was Billy calling Preston. From the satellite dish.
Yeah, you're right there.
All right.
I'm putting you down as Jim in the last row.
He called
Thanks for calling.
Great Bye-bye. Time tonight. Thanks.
Thanks for calling.
We allow it. We allow it.
Hey. Well played. Yep. Well played.
Higher on green cheese.
God, cheesers. I've been on hold so long. I'm calling back to redeem myself after that last wrong answer. So I was sitting there in Spy's Super Value parking lot, and I circled back over to Bellucci Space Theater to collect my thoughts, and turns out parking lot's full.
They're full of Bellucci.
Flagging in people. I mean, they must have something going on tonight similar to you guys. I'll never make it to Rapids at this rate.
Is that where they're having them parked now?
Apparently,
yeah.
That's what they're shuttling. I heard they're shuttling from Palucci Space Theater to KAXE. That's what I heard.
Right on. That's what we were told.
I didn't have any tickets, but I'd like to totally redeem myself about the place I stole a white snake tape from. It'd be Pat, Michael, David.
Patrick, Michael, Maida. David.
Yep.
Pat, Maida.
Patrick, right. Very good. Mike, yeah, David.
We get the thumbs up.
Yep.
We have to be precise.
All right. Good deal. Good. Well, I mean, that's what counts on this game.
Hell yes.
Yep. Hell yes. You guys are doing a bang-up job. I love everybody. I'm glad you're having a great night. Great night on Perch Lake, French Township, Breath of Jet. I already said that. Everybody, and Change Your Filters Monthly.
Thanks, Rhinestone.
Yeah, thanks, Rhinestone.
Here, let's do one more. Ready? Go. Go.
Hi, you're on green cheese.
Hi, this is Sharon at Diamond Crest Resort on Wabedo.
Hi.
And has anybody answered the question about a plumb bob?
No. Go for it.
Okay. A plumb bob is to determine perfect vertical, as a same as a level, a bubble level finds perfect horizontal.
Perfect.
Keacher says
absolutely.
Yeah.
You got the thumbs
well
up.
Well answered.
Keach.
We got the thumbs up.
Okay. And my sister had called before to wish me a happy birthday. I wanted to thank the Kep, so a shout out to the Kep.
Hold on 1 second. Happy birthday!
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Thanks for playing.
Yep. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Awesome.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
Hello, you're on green cheese.
Yeah, nobody took Chipmunk's advice that he gave out at, it doesn't sound like it, that he gave out at Woodstock. Don't take any of the brown acid. I've been listening to you guys for a while, and, you know. But Jim from the Awesome Brain Trust, just saying hello to everybody.
Hold on, Jim. And, this is the one of the princes from the Queen and King Emerita.
I know.
We've
it's
already talked about them at length.
Yep, Lois.
Yep, we had a great time up there, and we wish you had been able to get there, but that's okay.
That's okay.
We're all there.
I was there in spirit. So.
There you are.
That's what we talked about, exactly. So the Sylvester, that's the lisping cat. Did anybody answer that yet?
Sylvester the cat? What was that? Where was she?
We get the thumbs up?
In the back there? So was
the cat?
It yeah. Sylvester? Yes,
that's correct. Good work, Jim.
Yep.
Of course. I've been listening to all the frivolity and hilarity going on. And
There's some frivolity and hilarity.
Yeah, about halfway through, I forgot what the question was, so, but who cares?
Thanks, Jim. Yeah.
Well,
thanks so much for calling. Yeah.
Thanks for hanging in there and talking to us.
Well, how long is the line to get in?
It's well,
we
it stretches clear to Hibby.
You can't see the end.
All the way to Hibby.
No, it's
you guys. Talk to you soon.
Yep,
all right,
bye-bye. Bye. All right, let's get back to reality here.
Here's our king.
I don't want to. Do I have to?
This is the other tip half of the garage sale.
Tip it out there.
Yep. Right
and talk right in.
And mine is, what is the name of the 1982 film with no plot or dialogue that was named for the Hopi word for life out of balance? And a bonus question, who did the score for the film?
Hold on here now.
Questions.
Interesting. Get right up there.
Alrighty. Malachi.
Hi, Malachi. Malachi Coons, our assistant music director, right?
Yep, that's correct.
That's your title.
That is. Yeah. I'm going to take a shot at your question, Simon. Is the first person to record My Sweet Lord, was it Billy Preston?
It did get answered.
Oh! I'm going to blame that.
Rookie.
I'm going to blame that on these two over here for distracting me. Shout out. I should be fired.
Cut. Take a call. All right, all right. Yes. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, Green Cheese. This is Steph in Sudbury, Ontario, calling.
Hi, Steph. Sudbury, Ontario.
Hello. Glad everyone seems to be having a great time. So definitely hoping to go up in a few years. But wondering if you can repeat the question about the first woman on the U.S. Money. I can't remember exactly what it was.
That's exactly it. The first woman on paper money.
Papered money.
On paper money. Yes. Okay. Would that be Harriet Tubman?
No.
No.
No. Okay. So it would be Susan B. Anthony then, likely.
No. She was on a coin.
No.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. That's what I thought. Okay. All right. I will keep thinking and I'll try and call back in.
Well, right, Steph, you are Canadian.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
No excuse.
Yeah, but I also have a degree in gender studies, so this is pretty sad. But I'll keep thinking, and I'll give a call back.
Thanks, Steph. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining
us,
Steph.
Bye. Bye.
One more. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, I got an answer for the David Allen Coe question.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Was that a bonus question, or is that...
No,
I didn't know
still
if you were
there.
Asking.
No, you're go for it.
Yeah. All right. I think it's mamas, truck, trains, prison, and getting drunk.
Yes, you're correct. You're correct.
You just stood Keach down. Good job.
All right. Can I give a shout out?
Yeah, where'd you say you were calling from?
Ollie's Outpost, Leaf Lake.
Ollie's Outpost. We told jokes about you today.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. I hope they're a good one.
Oh, they were all good.
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout-out to my friends and family out there on the boat watching the sunset. I see them. I'm back here cooking some pork chops, just waiting on them.
Life is good.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
And green cheese.
All right.
Keewatin again.
Yeah, Steve.
Woo! Keewatin Country Club.
The high school I attended, I got a couple questions. Hibbing High School was built between 1920 and 1924. What was the initial cost of that build? And once it was built, it was known as it was hailed as a phrase. What was that phrase? What was it called?
Hmm. Some heavy
218-326-1234.
Hey, Kilgore Scouts.
Yes.
So I wanted to first answer one. There was a Star Wars question, and I think the AT-AT stands for the All-Terrain Armored Transport.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
You got it right here.
We got the thumbs up. Yeah.
So it's a shout out to my son's friend Lewis, who's listening from home. Oh. And he actually texted my son and was like telling him the answer. He said, "You got to go up and just say it on the air." So shout out to Lewis.
This is how it works, pal.
Exactly.
Relay.
And then a couple of quick questions to throw out there just because I have them. Does anybody know Alice Cooper's real name?
Uh huh.
And also, where did their name come from? What does it mean? Like, what's the background of that name? That's it.
Fair enough. Okay. Fair enough. Should we take a call? Let's go for it. Go for it.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese. Oh, look.
Hi. Has anybody got the answer to the Dave Allen Coe song about the five things needed for a perfect country song?
Yeah. Right before you called.
No.
You just
No.
Go ahead. Bonus the struggle is real is right.
Bonus points if you sing it.
What I've got is mama, prison, trains, trucks, and getting drunk.
That's it.
You got it.
All right. Thank you, guys. I'd like to give a shout out to all the volunteers at KAXC. You guys are wonderful. This is America at its finest.
It truly is. Isn't
where are you calling from?
This is the Warba Wannabe.
The Warba,
Warba Wannabes.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
So you can guess where I'm calling from or near.
Near Warba.
Warba?
Near Warba.
I'm pretty smart.
We'll be driving through there on the way home and we'll honk.
Well, wave, and I'll wave back.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Take right, care,
thanks.
Guys, and thank you for a wonderful, wonderful show.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese. Hello, you're on.
Hey, I'd like to answer the Star Trek question about where Ren was born. I mean, Star Wars.
Yeah. Don't Mike, even try. What do you got?
This is Chandrilla.
No, not for Ray. Nope.
Oh, man. You know what? John from Sudbury took my Chris Jericho question, so John from Sudbury, you just made the list.
You're hanging around Keech lately, huh?
Hey, tell you what. Shout out to Keech. Shout out to Canada as well. So keep up the great work.
Tell us where you're calling from.
Oh, Bob from the mean streets of South St. Paul.
Oh, yeah. Got Thanks, you Bob. Down.
Mean streets.
All right, go.
All right, this is Winnisippi again. What element did Joseph Priestley discover in 1774? What animal has the longest lifespan? Bonus points if you can tell me how long.
I'm going to do a anatomy and physiology question.
Ooh.
I'll give two. What organ or muscle in the human body is least likely to develop cancer? And then when you get goosebumps, what muscle is being activated?
Love these questions.
Science.
Keech?
Keech from parts unknown. I was drunk the day my mom got out of prison. And I went to pick her up in the rain. But you ain't seen nothing yet. Bow, bow, baby. All right, I'm going to repeat my question. What is the mathematical formula to figure out the volume of a cone?
Hey, that was still out there, yeah. Cool. If you've got questions that are still out there and they haven't been answered, you can re-ask them.
All right, we'll take a caller here.
Yeah.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Howdy, cheesers.
Howdy.
Howdy.
This is a white pine transplant from Bemidji.
Okay.
Right on.
Sure is a lot of fun to hear all the back and forth there at the picnic.
It's pretty
good time.
Yep, pretty fun.
Wish you
were
here.
You'll have to come next year.
Calling about the question about the poor farm.
Yeah.
There was a historical event that ended the poor farm system, and I'm thinking that was World War II.
Who was that, Tom?
Who was that?
Was that Tom?
Tom?
Yeah, that's not it.
Oh, okay. Well, that was a good guess.
Yes,
it was a good guess.
It wasn't really
sure
good.
Surely yes, was.
Sure glad you're listening.
I'll try again. Enjoy the evening.
Thanks for calling.
I didn't bring the bell.
Dang it.
I forgot it. All right, one more. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, is it okay if I answer two questions in one?
Well, no.
I'm asking the crowd. Everybody, what do you say?
Back.
Oh, yes.
They're saying no.
Okay.
Back off, man.
So, hey, back off, Boogaloo. Yeah, right. Okay, so this girl I used to date in high school, she was on the currency, Martha Washington. Did we answer that one yet?
Correct.
Yes.
Martha Washington. That is the right answer, Martha Washington.
Okay.
Good.
And then a fellow golfer, he used to do drugs, if you can believe it, when he was in the music industry. Who would believe that? But Alice Cooper, he's a heck of a golfer, but his real name is Vincent Fournier.
Controversy. Oh,
is
that right?
No, that's his name.
I don't have a dump button. Fair
what
enough.
What do you need a dump button for? Oh, okay.
No.
Oh, like what?
Is that right?
Yeah, so if my chair goes out from under me and I go down in the cellar or what?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
All right,
so
Jim.
It's Vincent Fournier, isn't it?
Who had that question?
Who had that question?
Keech?
What was Alice Cooper's? Alice Cooper's real name. Vincent Fournier?
Yes, correct. Yes, you are correct.
You doubted me.
Well,
I'm
not
hurt.
Not totally.
I'm hurt.
I've
really,
lost track of all the questions. Anybody else?
Fair enough. Thanks, Jim.
All right. You knuckleheads have a nice evening.
Okie dokie then. Bye-bye.